The Bill Riley Show.
A quick hit look at what's going on around the world of sports locally,
regionally,
and nationally. The 2-Minute Drill.
Brought to you by Alta Mortgage Financial.
On Utah's number one sports talk.
ESPN 700.
Dolce will join us in a few minutes. We'll do our Friday morning quarterback and get his thoughts 12 hours later after Utah beat up on North Dakota last night in their opener. They await BYU next Saturday, but BYU's got some stuff to do in the meantime. They'll be down in New Orleans at the Superdome playing LSU tomorrow night. Thought we'd get a little update on the LSU-Bayou Bengals. Ross Dellinger covers LSU for The Advocate in Baton Rouge, and he joins us right now here on The Bill Riley Show in Salt Lake City. How are you, Ross?
Good. How are y'all?
Doing okay. What's the buzz around Baton Rouge and New Orleans about this game? Obviously, it was supposed to be in Houston. We know why it's not there. And we know there'll probably be a lot more purple and gold than there would have been at Houston, though there would have been a good crowd there. So what's kind of been the buzz about the shift of venue this week?
Yeah, Houston is LSU's biggest alumni base outside of Louisiana. So they were expecting probably 30,000, 35,000 LSU fans there. And I would say they're probably expecting about the same in New Orleans, somewhere in between 30,000 and 40,000 LSU fans. I think people in Houston that were planning on going, such a large contingent, like I said, of LSU guys, people in Houston, they can't go anymore. I mean, they have a lot of them probably aren't going to be gone. They have to deal with the flood. But people in Louisiana that might not have been going over are gobbling up tickets, certainly. Within 3 or 4 hours, LSU sold out their 25,000 allotment. And I think if I had to guess, talking to game officials, they've sold 10,000 to 15,000 more.
It's not very often you fire a coach or a coach leaves that has a, 71-72% winning percentage as Les Miles did, but he's gone. So what's different now with Coach O there? We know Coach O from his days at USC. Utah got to see him. BYU gets to see him now as the head coach at LSU. What's changed?
Yeah, that's, when he was named the interim coach, and then again when he was named the full-time coach, those questions were asked of him. How are you different from the guy that won 3 SEC games in 3 years at Ole Miss? And, he says that he is different. And, after that failed stint at Ole Miss, he took out a notepad, wrote everything down that he did wrong, and made sure, again, if he ever got the chance to be a head coach, that he would do it differently. And he said he kind of treated Ole Miss like everybody on the team were defensive linemen, and he coached that way. He wasn't the CEO kind of role. He even admits to being a micromanager to his assistants, even on the offensive side of the ball. So he says he's not doing that here. He says he's going to let his coaches coach, and he's going to be the CEO-type guy, the motivator, the recruiter, not necessarily dabble too much in other areas.
Biggest question you've got about this game tomorrow that you'll have to see answered on the field is what?
Man, well, LSU breaking in a brand new offense. They are not going to be lining up in the I formation and running it 70%, 80% of the time. They are going to still run the ball a lot, but they're going to do it out of different formations, a spread formation, kind of a spread scheme and system. They're going to do a lot of misdirection stuff, a lot of pre-snap motion. It's been the story of the offseason, LSU's offense. How will it change? How will it change the perception of LSU offensively over the last few years, the quarterback struggles. So I'm looking to see how exactly it'll be used, and how it will, how much success it will have.
Well, that was our question here in Salt Lake City last night. Kyle Whittingham brought in yet another coordinator. Last night's results were pretty good. We'll see if they're good tomorrow night in New Orleans for LSU. Ross, thank you.
All right, thank you.
There you go, Ross Dellinger, beat writer for the LSU Bayou Bengals tomorrow night at the Superdome. It will be BYU and LSU. Wisconsin and Utah State. Boy, Matt Wells not wasting any time with his opener. Goodness gracious. That one should be interesting at Camp Randall. Jason Galloway covers Wisconsin for the Wisconsin State Journal. How are you, Jason?
Good. How are you?
Good. What do Utah State and football fans here in the state of Utah need to know about this ninth-ranked Wisconsin team? Is it the same Wisconsin we saw when Gary Anderson was the coach, or are things a little different under Paul Christ?
I think it's a bit different. I think that you know, Wisconsin's kind of got back to building up the strength of the offensive line and putting installing more of a downhill running system. And they still ran the ball with Gary Anderson. Obviously, his last year there was the year Melvin Gordon went crazy. But I think that there's a little bit more emphasis on the power running game. And I think the defense is a lot of the same. I think that, you know, when Gary Anderson brought Dave Aranda with him to Wisconsin, they installed that 3-4 defense, and that's been able to the next two defense coordinators after that have been able to carry that on. And you know, I think they could be one of the best defenses in the country yet again this year. And I think they're a really solid team all around.
Tailback you are seemingly always a good or two or three tailbacks at Wisconsin. Who's the guy that's going to get the ball the majority of the time tonight?
That's something we're still trying to figure out. You know, I think Bradrick Shaw and Chris James have been battling throughout fall camp to see who the starter is. And true freshman Jonathan Taylor actually surprised everybody by being a co-starter along with those two on the depth chart this week. I still think Taylor's going to be the third guy, and it's between Shaw and James to see who really the number one guy is. But I think those two will split carries pretty evenly. You'll see Chris James in there a little bit more on third down, but as to who gets the first carry and who gets the most carries, I think we'll have to wait till tonight to find out.
I guess you don't know till you play a few games, but are expectations in Madison that they've got a shot at the Big Ten this year?
Yeah, I think so. I think it would be a huge disappointment if they didn't win the West Division. They're heavy favorites there. I think a lot of people think this team can go 11-1 or even take their shot at 12-0 if things break right. And I think the biggest issue is trying to beat that Eastern opponent, whether it's Ohio State or Penn State in the Big Ten Championship game. And they fell apart against Penn State last year, and I think they really want to get back and take another shot at it.
That's Jason Galloway. He covers the Badgers for the Wisconsin State Journal. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
There you go. Jason Galloway. That game's tonight at 7 o'clock, Wisconsin and Utah State.